Hello, my name is Andrew Gill. I'm the minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Black Rock and in Bray. And I want to welcome you to our Church at Home sermon for this week. Have you ever had that experience of feeling left out? It's awful, isn't it? Whether it's finding out that there was a party that you weren't invited to, or discovering that your family have a group chat without you in it, or it's when you don't have the marks or the experience or the skills or the money to go somewhere or to be involved in something. Whatever it is, that feeling of rejection can be really hurtful and can leave you feeling pretty down about yourself. We're doing a series at the moment on the parables of Jesus. And today's parable is all about a party. And in this story, we see that there are some people that reject the invitation to this party, but that those who in life feel rejected themselves are welcomed and accepted. And this story shows us that in the kingdom of God, the people that are part of it are not always the type of people that you might expect. And it's a warning for those that want to reject and exclude some people because of their social standing in life. But it's also a welcome to those that feel left out and a reassurance that we are all accepted and wanted in God's kingdom. This parable comes from Luke 14. And in this chapter, Jesus is having a meal at the house of a prominent Pharisee. Now, the Pharisees would have been the community leaders. They were very well respected at the time. And the other guests at this meal would have been the religious elite, the who's who of the Jewish synagogue scene. But it seems to be that Jesus' invitation to this meal had more to do with hostility rather than hospitality. And it says in verse 1 that they were watching him carefully because the Pharisees didn't like Jesus very much because his teaching and his way of life exposed their hypocrisy and it challenged their status in life. See, they were more interested in exalting themselves and keeping other people humble. But Jesus says that if you have privilege, you should use it to help others, not use people to further your own privilege. And so he says, if you're having a big party, you should invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, the people that can't repay you or invite you back at all. And then you will be rewarded and blessed at the resurrection. And after Jesus says that, somebody in verse 15 kind of shouts out, "Blessed is the one who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God." Maybe they were trying to break the tension or wanting to change the subject. But then Jesus goes on to tell a parable. And he says, yes, there will be a great many people that will eat at the eternal heavenly feast, but they're not going to be the people that you're expecting. So let's read from this story in Luke chapter 14, starting at verse 16. Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he said to his servant to tell those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, 'I have just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me.' Another said, 'I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me.' Still another said, 'I've just got married, so I can't come.' This time last year, Julie and I were busy sending out the invitations to our wedding. We'd come up with the guest list, we'd found everybody's address, we got all the stamps and posted them out. We'd finalized the menu. We had decided how we wanted the napkins to be folded. We'd tasted the cake. We were making our spreadsheet of those people that had RSVP'd and everything was set. But by the time the meal came about, it was just me and Julie in my sister-in-law's back garden eating a meal that she had kindly cooked for us. A lot can change between sending invitations and eating the meal. And of course, for us, it was coronavirus, which completely changed all our plans. And we had to tell our guests, don't come anymore. But in this story, a lot has changed between the sending of the invites and the eating of the meal. But in this parable, it's the guests who no longer want to come, and they start making excuses. But these excuses seem a little weak, because who spends a lot of money buying something without seeing it first? And there's nothing urgent, nothing that couldn't wait till tomorrow to do. And you kind of get the feeling that in these excuses that either the people are lying and they're just making up things because they don't want to come anymore, or they're incredibly foolish, or else they're just so self-absorbed, all they care about is themselves and have no regard to social etiquette. Things are not turning out as they were expected to go. Now, in all these parables, there is a meaning behind what's going on here. And so in this story, the man who is having the party represents God. And the banquet stands for that heavenly feast that we will have in the future when Christ returns. And the guests that make excuses are those that reject Jesus and refuse to accept his invitation to be part of that kingdom. And that's what we see happen in the Gospels. That those people that you would have expected to be the first to follow Jesus, the religious leaders, the clergy, the theologians, they are the ones that reject him and conspire to kill him. The next unexpected thing that happens in the story is the host's response. So let's pick up the story in verse 21. The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, "Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind and the lame." "Sir," the servant said, "what you ordered has been done, but there is still room." Then the master told his servant, "Go out to the roads and to the country lanes and compel them to come in so that my house will be full." All these people that the invitation is extended to would have all known what it was to feel left out. Maybe because of who they were or what had been done to them or decisions they had made or simply because of their background, they would have all experienced some level of rejection from their society. And in the parable, they stand for those that accepted Jesus, accepted his invitation, and in turn were accepted into God's eternal love. The parable then finishes in verse 24 by the host saying, "I tell you, not one of those who were invited will get a taste of my banquet." Now, we miss this in our modern English translations, but the "you" in that sentence is plural. And the master goes from talking directly to his servant to talking to all of his guests. And he is welcoming them to the feast. And this is a picture of what Jesus describes in verse 11, that the humble are being exalted when those that are trying to exalt themselves have been humbled. But that switch from a singular "you" into a plural "you," it's as if the host breaks the fourth wall and Jesus is now speaking directly to those people at the table. And he says that this is a warning, that they are expecting to eat in the kingdom of God, but they fail to realize that it's his banquet. It's Jesus's feast. And if they continue to reject him and continue to refuse to listen to his message, then they will have no part of that banquet. Maybe this "you" is meant to get our attention too. Maybe it's a warning to some of us, because a lot can happen between the invitation and the meal. And maybe some of us are making a lot of excuses in life. We're trying to hide the reality of who we are or what we've done from Jesus. We're trying to justify the foolish decisions that we are making. We're prioritizing the wrong things, putting the focus on money, career, or our relationships. But the warning is that if we keep on making excuses about why we're not reading the Bible, why we're not praying, why we're not being generous, why we won't serve, why we won't obey, then it may end up that we will not be tasting in Jesus's eternal banquet. This story is a warning to those who reject, but it is a welcome to those who accept. Because no matter who you are, no matter what has been done to you, no matter what decisions you have made in the past, no matter what your background is, there is a place for you in Christ's kingdom. Today you are receiving an invitation with your name on it to sit with Jesus at his eternal banquet. Today Jesus is inviting you. He's saying, come. Come into my presence. Come receive my forgiveness. Come experience my eternal love. Come be filled with my hope. I'm going to finish with a prayer. And if you want to respond to that invitation of Jesus, then you can echo these words of this prayer in your heart or even say it out loud with me. But let us say yes to this amazing invite to be part of Jesus's kingdom. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you were rejected on the cross so that I could be included in your resurrection. God, I am sorry for the excuses I make for my pride and sin, and for my refusal to love others as you have loved me. Today, by repentance and through faith, I accept your invitation to receive forgiveness and to feast with you in your heavenly banquet. Holy Spirit, I welcome you into my life today. Fill me with the humility and love of Christ, now and forever. Amen. Thanks for listening to this audio sermon. For more resources, please visit our website, www.standrewschurchathome.com.